The NYPD has two suspects in custody. Police say both suspects are migrants, and one was recently released from jail in June.
When that case was adjudicated, his next step should have been in a bus or a plane to remove from our city.
So New York has controversially been releasing dangerous criminals who, after they get released, then go on to commit more crime. And while proponents say sanctuary city status makes New York an immigrant-friendly destination, which a small number of bad actors could be using to their advantage, critics say that, combined with our laws that let criminals walk free, are why these streets just get more and more dangerous every single day.
A group of migrants found squatting inside an apartment in the Bronx were arrested on gun charges, but then some were subsequently released without bail.
Authorities say they were part of a heavily armed group of migrants. Six were set free by a judge while the other two were being held due to prior arrests, but some of those six, they also had prior arrests.
Tonight, the new warning from law enforcement that among the record number of migrants that have crossed into the U.S. are members of a Venezuelan street gang. NBC News learning there are more than 100 Homeland Security investigations involving suspected members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua.
You're arresting these people, but obviously it's not preventing them from committing more crimes.
I am clear that we need to look at our laws that allow a person not to be turned over to ICE after they serve their time for a violent felon.
You told them to come, man, Adams. Let's we're not going to let none of the Democrats off the hook who were saying they had sanctuary city, and they were saying, come on in.
Now, not only were there guns in this home behind me, all of these illegal activities happened right across the street from a school.
So the asylum seekers arrested for attacking police earlier this year keep getting arrested. But what nobody's talking about is that being a sanctuary city, that's one thing. It's another thing to allow people to commit heinous acts over and over again and never punish them for it. And critics say this is why our city isn't just a sanctuary for immigrants, it's also a sanctuary for criminals. Now over 200,000 people have come through New York seeking asylum, and although the vast majority have not become lawless repeat offenders intent on destroying society for their own benefit, there are some, a small minority, that have figured out New York is the perfect place to live a lawless life. Because if they get arrested and face a judge, the judge will likely feel bad for them because they weren't handed a silver spoon at birth and let them go. Plus, in New York, people commit all kinds of crime that they never get sent to jail for. Like shoplifting, for example, as stealing under $1,000 won't get anyone sent to jail, even if it's their fifth or sixth offense. And that brings us to the real reason why New York has a problem with rising crime, because although it's definitely a bad idea to put the wrong person in jail for a crime they never committed, our city is so concerned about wrongful justice, it isn't putting people in jail for the crimes they do commit. And when dangerous individuals, some of whom have ties to violent gangs and a secret past living as criminals elsewhere in the world, come here, they find a justice system totally unprepared for their plans of preying upon the innocent. And while many of our progressive lawmakers want to see people get second chances and reform their ways, critics say that's not something these criminals have any intention of doing. You're about to see, New York City is caught between a rock and a hard place when it comes to crime, because we've got this idea that the bad people out there doing bad things, they're not actually bad people. No, they're great people who've just temporarily lost their way and just need one more second chance. But critics say we're giving people so many second chances that they're not actually learning any lessons here, which is why they keep wandering our streets, terrorizing our city.
And this guy with the chain told this guy to attack me with the bike tire. He attacked me with the bike tire. It ran away from the NYPD, and he got in my face today when I asked for police escort to be able to film safely a football field away.
So the man in this video, his name is Daniel Hernandez, and 1 year ago he was arrested for the sixth time for committing 14 crimes in just 2 months. His first 2 months in New York. And apparently this individual is still in New York a year later and has not yet been deported. Which is surprising to many, because the things he did to wind himself up in the back of a police car are shocking. He was arrested twice for shoplifting, released each time, then arrested again for criminal possession of a weapon while shoplifting and released. Then he was arrested for assault. Those charges were dropped. Then he was arrested for stealing bicycles in Times Square, also released. And he was also arrested for assaulting the police while being being treated for free at Beth Israel Hospital. But here's where things get bad, because a year ago, ICE requested that New York City detain this person so that they could come get him off our streets for good. And you know what? New York City refused. Instead, they released him again, and he went on to commit even more crimes until he was rearrested by the police and now remains finally in New York City custody. And would you like another reason for why treating dangerous criminals this way is a huge problem?
Among the record number of migrants that have crossed into the U.S. are members of a Venezuelan street gang. NBC News learning there are more than 100 Homeland Security investigations involving suspected members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua.
So the problem is that many of the people that are now coming here and are getting second chances, they've already had second chances offered to them by other governments in other parts of the world. Yet now they're here in New York because it's a sanctuary city that's going to protect them from federal immigration authorities. And they get here by claiming to be asylum seekers who are fleeing poverty and persecution so they can get placed in one of the city's shelters, where they'll have access to healthcare and other necessities like food and clothing because of our generous humanitarian safety net. But unlike the majority of asylum seekers who are here seeking a better life, these gang members, they don't want a better life. Well, that's not true. They do want a better life, but their definition of better means a place where they can commit more crimes that they can get away with. And as it turns out, our justice system is dead set on giving these individuals unlimited second chances, which is exactly what happened in the case with this man right here who was arrested after attacking police in Times Square and has just been rearrested for shoplifting. And shockingly, he was arrested for stealing $1,300 worth of cosmetics. Now, what does a guy like this need $1,300 worth of expensive New York City cosmetics for? Well, I'll tell you what, he can resell them at half price and still turn a profit, which makes him part of New York's $4.4 billion shoplifting economy. But you know what? This was his seventh shoplifting arrest. That's crazy. And in what world does releasing a person seven times for doing the same thing teach them any lesson? This is the question many are asking when they see how long someone's rap sheet is after realizing that person still has their freedom. But even though New York City has been sympathizing with and protecting its criminals for years now, the recent asylum crisis has many people starting to wonder if that's still a good idea, as if it ever was in the first place.
The NYPD's Assistant Chief Jason Savino tells says they often know very little about the gang members.
I've heard it referred to almost as a ghost criminal. Everything about that individual could potentially be misrepresented.
And why does that make them?
Now, everyone knows that New York is very proud of its sanctuary city status. For years, this was looked at as a badge of honor, a symbol of resistance to an immigration system many of our leaders here feel is unjust and doesn't have the best interests of the country in mind. However, this is now a big problem because there are some facts about world events and U.S. immigration that fly in the face of New York's sanctuary city prominence. First of all, Venezuela is a communist country experiencing mass poverty with hundreds of thousands of its citizens fleeing. Second, the U.S. has granted temporary protected status to many Venezuelans, which is a special status that allows them to remain in America without fear of deportation and makes them eligible for work authorization. There's debate on how much this humanitarian designation makes New York a magnet for immigration from Venezuela in particular, but the real problem is that Venezuela and the U.S., we are not friends. Their government doesn't share any information with our government about its citizens. So when people want to come into the country, our government kind of has to figure out from scratch if these people are going to come here and try to pursue the American dream or pursue lives of crime. And the problem is the criminals that do make it in, these are folks our justice system has no way of dealing with, because all it's managed to do is just release these people and create a revolving door system that keeps them out on the streets. And that is a big problem. This right here is the Stewart Hotel, one of the city's shelters for asylum seekers. And there are many ways world affairs supersede what New York City might want as far as national immigration policy that it tries to have happen right here with its sanctuary city policies. But now many people, including our mayor, are speaking up about the disaster this legal form of activism is creating here in New York. Yet our lawmakers who could legislate something that fixes all of this don't seem to care.
NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell says New York's sanctuary city law should be amended to allow the NYPD to collaborate with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, when a migrant is convicted of a violent crime.
Most of them are here for the American dream, but there's a small portion that are not. We don't care what your status.
So that was New York City's chief of patrol, and he's got firsthand experience dealing with these violent criminals who now benefit from legal protection, as our city does not allow the police to tell federal immigration authorities when they've got people like this in custody. Which is exactly what happened a few months ago when dangerous squatters who were part of a gang took over an apartment in the Bronx. The landlord had lost so much rent from these people that he was afraid he would lose his property. Not only that, they were terrorizing the neighborhood with weapons. And not only were these violent gang members, they were wanted by ICE, who did come into the city and get them off the streets eventually. But you know how they did it? They had to wait until these people were arrested by the New York City Police Department. They saw the news reports, and then they decided, you know what, maybe these criminals will return to the scene of the crime. And they did. And when they went back to that house after being released by a sympathetic judge in New York to set up shop and presumably continue their ways, ICE was there, and they made an arrest. And this story has a lot of people alarmed, because if that's what it takes to get dangerous criminals off our streets, if the people with the real power to stop them have to watch the news like the rest of us to figure out the best time to come up with a plan and come get these people, we're not really living in a safe city, are we?
Well, what happens then? Because you're arresting these people, but obviously it's not preventing them from committing more crimes.
I am clear that we need to look at our laws that allow a person not to be turned over to ICE after they turn into...
Wow, did you hear that? Our mayor, who may not have written our sanctuary laws, may have inherited them, may have favored them at one point, he's singing a very different tune on this whole issue now. In fact, these are the views he's had for the majority of his tenure as mayor as he's watched this crisis take over in a way that none of the people who've passed recent laws that may have led to this ever thought was going to happen. And one of the big problems the mayor and the chief of police have identified is that the city does not honor what are called ICE detainer requests, which means when the city arrests John Smith and John Smith is wanted by federal immigration authorities, ICE will contact the NYPD and say, hey, hang on to this guy so we can come get him. But the NYPD is prohibited from doing that. Oftentimes, these people get released, especially if they're arrested on something that's not jailable, and then they can go back to wherever it is they are residing. Which sadly means that we would be stuck with many of these criminals forever if people at ICE didn't take matters into their own hands and come pick them up, even though the city itself has been trying to hold on to them. And remember how Venezuelan gang members have been sneaking into America? Well, there have been reports that these gang members have been openly recruiting new members among the city's asylum seeker population inside the very shelters where many of these people are living. Which means not only has the criminal underworld discovered a vulnerability in America that they can exploit, they're exploiting it at a rate that nobody in New York ever expected would take place. But the problem is, as much as our mayor and other leaders have realized we've got a combination of laws here that are leading us off a cliff, there's nothing the mayor can do to change any of it, because it's the law, and he doesn't write the law.
Look at these locations. You have been 3,000 to 4,000 people located in a small area that they cannot do anything but sit around all day. That's a recipe for disaster. I've been saying that for over 2 years now.
Right, so even though it's no secret that we're now seeing rising levels of violence in some of our shelters, in particular that Randall's Island tent shelter facility, nothing is being done about it because it's up to our lawmakers to pass new laws to replace the old ones, but that doesn't seem like something they're interested in doing.
And the real shame here is the violence taking place in our shelters is a byproduct of our laws. Laws which release the bad guys over and over again when they do something wrong, and then they go back to those very same shelters. And now maybe living inside of them with weapons, intimidating the other people who are there looking for legitimate help.
Now, as the mayor points out, our environments inside of these shelter facilities, where you've got thousands of people all sleeping on beds next to each other like a big open room congregate setting, they're not exactly helping things.
Yet those facilities exist because of New York's right to shelter mandate, which goes back to the 1980s and was initially created to house homeless New Yorkers. But here's the thing, since New York City wants to be a sanctuary city, everyone here is now automatically classified as a New Yorker, simply by virtue of waking up one day and finding yourself in New York City. Now that right to shelter mandate applies to you, which does keep families and children from sleeping on the street and does help some people. But the problem is, you're combining sanctuary city status with a right to shelter that now applies to the entire world for an unlimited period of time, and we've got laws that do not protect the innocent
from criminals who come in here and exploit them. That's the real issue that we've got, because we haven't been able to stop the bad guys from coming in here and doing bad things. And for some reason, there's no rule in New York that if you commit violent crime, you don't somehow forfeit your right to shelter. There's no consequence of your behavior tied to that right.
I can't stop buses coming in. Federal law doesn't allow me to do that. City law tells me I have to feed them 3 meals a day, house them, yeah, educate 40,000 children. City law also states that I cannot have them removed when they commit a crime. I can't break the law to fulfill the law. We need to look at these laws.
So as much as Mayor Adams is definitely New York City's figurehead, and as much as he does end up taking the blame for this crisis, he's fighting against it as best he possibly can, given the limited resources he actually has. And now the mayor is between a rock and a hard place, because he can't just roll back laws that were passed before he became mayor. He has to obey them. And some people say, oh, we wish a mayor like Rudy Giuliani would come back and save New York. But how effective would he really be in a city that has laws that mandate the release of dangerous criminals, that do not allow judges to look at a criminal's past history to decide how dangerous they are when they decide to ask for bail? But as far as right to shelter is concerned, the city does have a few wins in its corner as far as limiting the amount of people that it has to care for and the amount of time that it has to care for them. For example, shelter stays are already limited to 30 days for single adults, and this has recently been expanded to include 60-day limitations for families. Now, any evictions under the 60-day plan won't begin until October 1st, but there are now some who say that this could finally be the drawing down of our expensive, large asylum crisis that has continued for almost 2 years at this point. But the real problem is that's not going to get rid of our crime problem, because all the laws that release crooks are still going to exist, and this will still be a sanctuary city at the end of the day that does not cooperate with the federal government. Is that the issue that New York City has? How would you change our laws to get the bad guys off the street? Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.